Kate Ryan.
Maryland's governor reacts to reports that National Guardsmen were asked to leave the U.S. Capitol. I'm Megan Cloherty.
Was a Maryland congressman trying to bring a gun to the House floor? An investigation is underway, and a crash involving a Metro bus has turned deadly. WTOP News Time, 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Flags in Alabama have been lowered to half staff to honor Mobile native and baseball giant Hank Aaron. He died today at 86 years old. WSB Radio's Jay Black.
There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Aaron passing Babe Ruth in 1974 is one of Atlanta's great moments. Aaron Hank was the home run king for more than 30 years, but he still owns several career records, including RBIs and All-Star Game appearances. He was inducted into Cooperstown in 1982.
Well, it was not fame I sought, but rather to be the best baseball player that I could possibly be.
And that humility is why Aaron received universal respect.
I gave baseball everything that I had to make you, the fans, appreciate me more.
From one trailblazer to another, the Senate has confirmed the first Black defense secretary. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Lloyd Alston tweeted, "Let's get to work." That includes a COVID briefing to discuss vaccine distribution and getting an intelligence briefing. The retired general told Congress he is fully aware he is now a political appointee, a civilian, and his cabinet member status requires a different perspective from a career in uniform.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will send the article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate on Monday. It is a move that will likely foil efforts by Republican Senate leadership to delay the start of the trial until February. President Biden is set to sign new executive orders this afternoon to bolster the economy. Brian Deese is with the president's economic council and says they're looking to build support from senators for a new round of coronavirus relief.
It's a moment that requires decisive action to beat this pandemic and support the economic recovery that American families need.
Confusion is running state to state about if vaccines are available and just how to get them. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
The providers, the hospitals, none of us know how many appointments are set up because we don't know how much vaccine there's going to be.
Correspondent Elaine Cobb with the dire COVID-19 numbers overseas.
The death toll across the UK has now passed 96,000. Dr. Umir Wahid, an intensive care doctor at London's Hammersmith Hospital, says it's like working in a war zone.
It's relentless.
Officials note there has been a 4% drop in new infections, but the numbers in intensive care remain high.
I don't look past next week, in all honesty.
Some good news, though. More and more people are being vaccinated every day. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Nearly 412,000 Americans have died from the virus. The Dow right now down 120 points. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
2:03 on Friday, January 22nd, 2021. 50 degrees going down to the Yao, upper teens to mid-20s. Good afternoon, I'm Brendan Hazelton.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Top local story we're following for you this hour is coming out of Annapolis. You wanted his friendship, you dreaded his opposition. Today, Maryland's powerful remembering their friend and late Senate president at the State House in Annapolis. Here's WTOP's Kate Ryan.
They gathered in the Maryland Senate chamber where the late Thomas V. Mike Miller Jr. served as Senate president for 33 years. And they shared their memories. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican, was close personal friends with Miller.
When Mike was your opponent, you knew you were in for a battle. But when he was on your side, he was really on your side.
Senate Majority Leader Nancy King.
The state of Maryland has lost its most devoted champion, but to my colleagues, both past and present, and I, who were lucky enough to call Mike a friend, we have lost a personal cheerleader, a confidant, and a man who was pure gold.
Miller died on January 15th. He was 78 years old. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Well, there was outrage after thousands of National Guard members were kicked out of the Capitol while taking a break last night. Today, Maryland's governor is reacting, though he says he hasn't heard if guardsmen from his state were among them.
Despite National Guardsmen reporting, they were asked to leave the Capitol and rest in a nearby garage. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan tells WBAL.
No, we haven't had that issue. You know, I asked them,
They said they were getting a little sleep and they were getting fed pretty well.
In a statement, the Capitol Police acting chief says it did not instruct the National Guard to vacate the Capitol and that on Inauguration Day, quote, the Guard was notified and encouraged to reoccupy spaces in the Capitol and the Visitor Center following the swearing-in ceremony. While there's a request for Maryland National Guard to stay in D.C. through the end of the month, Governor Hogan says he may want to broaden their role in the Free State.
We may bring more people and ramp up even more of the Guard to help us on the vaccination front.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Now, despite widespread reports of possible violence, this week's inauguration was largely peaceful. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green says the presence of 25,000 National Guard troops surrounding the mall in the Capitol played a part in that.
Certainly the overwhelming security presence in Washington sent a big message to anybody that was thinking of engaging in any kind of nefarious activity. But then there are people who sort of heeded the message that was not just coming out from Washington, but from states around the country.
More D.C. streets and metro stations that had been inside the security perimeter are open once again today. And you can find out more at WTOP.com.
Capitol Police are investigating whether Maryland Congressman Andy Harris tried to bring a gun onto the House floor. Harris, the state's lone Republican member of Congress, set off the newly installed metal detectors at the doors to the floor yesterday. He left the area, came back several minutes later, and successfully passed through the magnetometer and onto the House floor. A spokesman tells Fox Baltimore that Harris, who does have a handgun permit, has been threatened, along with his family, by someone who's been released while awaiting trial. Members of Congress are allowed to bring firearms to their offices, but not into the House or Senate chambers.
Howard University and its marching band have been front and center this inauguration week, thanks to a 1986 graduate's new job.
The newly sworn-in Vice President Kamala Harris got a special escort from her alma mater during the inaugural parade. That's the sound of the Howard University Showtime Marching Band drumline as students played ahead of her motorcade. They were beyond excited to take part.
When I announced it to the students, you could just hear them over the Zoom call just screaming.
This is the third time University Band Director Kelvin Washington had been a part of the music for inaugurations. But it was different this year as his students were taking part in history, not just for the country, but for the historically black college as well.
We just wanted to seize the opportunity.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, you can't see these plays at a local theater right now, but we'll tell you how you can hear them. It's 2:07.
Hi, Melanie Funkhauser here, president of Fair Oaks. Let's face it, 2020 wasn't a bowl of cherries. So start something new this year at Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. Like a new one-of-a-kind custom Wrangler, Gladiator, or convertible Challenger for less than you'd expect. Or start saving with great deals on every new Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge or Ram in stock during the Start Something New sale.